Then we go within. Close your eyes. You've just shut the world out. Your mind might be racing, but your mind is not what you think it is. The mind is a bunch of thoughts, individual thoughts and collective thoughts. You've accumulated or immersed yourself in thoughts for way too long. Thoughts that are disempowering. Why else would you be on the spiritual path? Ask yourself that. Because the thoughts that you have about yourself and those people around you, for the most part, and to be honest, are not so great or empowering. So bringing the energy of our soul into play at this moment in time, as it's transiting, will help us to relate to ourselves, our highest selves, our super intelligent selves, in a way that we are ready to receive it. It's not about worthiness. It's just about your soul saying, hey, you're here now. Doesn't matter how you got here, good or bad, you're here. So be open, be receptive. From the base of your spine, be receptive. Feel some energy moving in the base of your spine area. Your awareness is there. Your thoughts are getting less. You've shut the world out. It doesn't exist in this moment while you're looking inside. At the base of the spine, feel some energy moving, some tingling, some heat. If you feel nothing, just be with that. Now we'll add light. Light is not the light that you see when you flick on the switch of a room light or your phone light or any other kind of light that you know in the physical world. The light is that which is super intelligent. At the base of the spine. It can be a red color or a reddish orange color. It can start to move down your legs. To clear out rage, anger, frustration, fear, anxiety, victim energy, predator energy. superior, inferior energy. Anything that is opposite, it will disperse it. It will be able to help you to feel free of all of the opposites. It will help you to experience balance in your legs from about the waist down. Now we'll invoke sound. The sound that goes with the light, the red-orange light, that intelligence that will dissolve away any congestion that is making you to feel so stuck in some area of your life. The sounds that will invoke now will be the mantras that protect the mind and the body and the soul from any harsh release of this negative congested energy or kickback as it's leaving. And it will also empower us all to experience our highest self, our divine self. We'll call on Ganesha, who is an elephant-headed being, an archetype, that you want to feel. Don't just think about him. Oh, I know this, I know that. Feel him. Feel what he's doing. Is there yucky stuff coming up? He's an elephant-headed being. He rides a mouse. He has a pot belly. He might have some weapons or some items in his arms. However, he appears to you, or however you imagine him, take a moment to merge with that energy. It's not outside of you, it is in you. Sometimes he has an axe and he just chops away the root of your suffering. Your survival anxiety, your fear of being wrong or making others to feel wrong. Chop it away. He roots out pain. Pain might be racing through your body right now. Everything in you is getting triggered. It's not feeling so great. Let it come up. Some of you may be experiencing it going through the whole body. Some of you may be experiencing no pain, but you have thoughts that are needing to be cleared. Good or bad, clear them. Ganesha will help you to do that. Ganesha, a high lord of the angels that will help you. The beings that will help you from within. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Om Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now that you've had an experience of Ganesha, we'll imagine the energy, the intelligence that is being released, the Kundalini energy, from the base of your spine up through the chakras. Starting at the base of the spine, we'll activate the chakra there. The energy moves up, your awareness moves into your heart center in the middle of your chest. Activate the chakra there. Energy moves up into the throat. Ma. Now it moves up into the third eye, middle of the brain. Your awareness comes down to the base of the spine. Na. Clear the chakra in the navel. Ma. Move up to the heart. See. Move up to the throat and the mouth. One. Move up to the two eyes and the right and left brain. Yeah. Now, imagine a beam of light entering the spot between your two eyebrows, piercing the pituitary, activating it, going into the middle of your brain where the pineal gland is. This beam of light is coming from outside of you, in front of you. Follow the beam of light and imagine Dr. Pillai appearing in front of you and piercing your third eye with a beam of light coming from his third eye. All you have, your awareness, is about your beam of light connecting. Just focus on that. Your body has disappeared. Just the beam of light is there, coming from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your subtle body, third eye. The physical body is dissolving away. The subtle body is coming alive. Receive the light. Om Aum. Hrim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Babaya Swaha Feel the empowerment. Receive it in your third eye with the beam. The third eye is the subtle body. Om Hari Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha Expand your subtle body with this light, filling it up. Om Aim Harim Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Babaya Swaha. Now imagine your subtle body as billions of suns, light beams penetrate it. The energy and the intelligence, the heat, the ability to grow. And develop and evolve your super intelligence, your soul consciousness. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodaya. Let the sounds of the sun, the divine sun that is connected to your soul, penetrate every cell of your being. From head to toe, feel your soul coming alive, expanding. Om Bhur Bhuvasvaha Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Diyo Yona Prachodayat. Allow your brain to soak up the rays of this special sun light that activates your soul, your soul's intelligence. Feel your brain receiving the light, the light rays. The frontal lobe across your forehead, just behind it. Om Bhurbhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Now go to the sides of your head, the right and left brain, the top, the insides. Pour the beams of light or receive them in the right and left brain from front to back. On either side, receive the light. Om Bhurbhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the light exploding in the brain. Go into the middle of your brain now, in the center of it. Om Bhurbhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Feel the middle of your brain exploding with light. Go to the top of your brain. Om Bhurbhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. The light is exploding through the top of your brain. It's opening you up to higher states of consciousness, divinity, miracles. Releasing anything that is no longer serving your highest and best. Om Bhurbhuvasvah Tat Savitur Varenyam Bhargo Devasya Dhimahi Deo Yona Prachodayat. Bathe in the light. of your soul. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the world. Keep your eyes closed. Keep merging with your soul.